just like a juice harp, except it's got more strings on it.
And this is a tune that was made by a harp player who lived about 200 years ago, named O'Carolan. And it's a tune called, sometimes called the Cuckoo, sometimes it's called Shivekshimor. It means big hill and little hill. I'm going to sing you a song with a juice harp now. This is the nearest I get to accompanying myself on the juice harp, because I have a job to sing with my mouth full, in fact. But it was originally a song called The Old Piper, and I've changed it just a little. It was sung by, used to be sung up by the McPeak family of Belfast, and I've changed it round a bit to call it the Old Juice Harper. Anyway, we'll see where it goes. A Jew's harper, old and hoary, who lived in the town of Ballymore. Now this Jew's harper, he played before Moses, and this was all the tune that he could play. Now this Jew's harper, old and hoary, who lived in the town of Ballymore. He died one day and he went down to hell, and this was all the tune that he could play. Now when the devil saw this old man, he says, put him down in the frying pan. For this is another Jew's harper, I declare, put him down with all the rest to play. Let's finish up now with a piece. Well, this is just a very appropriate sort of tune, a very good tune to play on a warm day like this, because it's called Christmas Eve. Oh yeah. I'll probably follow another tune as well called Craig's Pipes. Or is it right here? I'll just play you a jig then, just finish it. This one's called, this is not the same rhythm, it's It's called the battering ram, and it's a slightly different rhythm. It's a jumping sort of dance, a jig. The first one's called the Pagino Rafferty, and the second one's called the battering ram.
At least a slight variation of it. But when it came over to this country after the War of 1812 and Commodore Hull won a rather decisive victory, why they called it Hull's victory, changed it around a little bit. And parts of the figures simulate battleships changing position so they can get a better shot at one another. In the old days, they used to have clarinets in the bands, and so that sometimes the high-pitched sound of the clarinet was supposed to simulate shells screaming overhead. It's a very violent dance. Good Quaker dance.
All right!
Okay,
Oh, no.
What's in that jug?
Pounds of green. Right there, all left and left, down for mine.
What's in that jug?
Turn on the outside, all the way around. Okay, play the tones for once. Nice and easy, Robert.
Yeah, I am.
Outside. Hang it back in the middle, go all the way around, and you balance four and a line. Now swing in the middle of the ring. Hang it down and set it with your own. And you bring it right home. Pass off in your right foot. Now the new top couple, you ready? Thank you. last year when we were here, is this on? Yeah, last year when we were here, we asked a young lady to come up and join us. Her name is Sarah Bowen. She writes her own dance tunes, and for some reason she didn't have an instrument with her. But in the interim over the year, not only has she written dance tunes, but she's also been on Zoom during the winter. She was a Zoom guest. And it was a show that told how she writes the dance tunes and showed her playing it, and showed her ended up playing at a dance. Anyway, this is Sarah. We're going to do a tune that she's written called Over the Fields of Dublin. This is Dublin, New Hampshire.
Or the Fields of Dublin.
This is Dublin, New Hampshire, not Dublin, Ireland. Not that there's anything wrong with Dublin, Ireland, but this is Dublin, New Hampshire that we're talking about.
Yay.
This is our own tune. Got your breath back? I'd like to introduce the members of the band. Playing the piano is Bob McQuillan. He was also on the Zoom show. He helped Sarah a lot. Peter Colby playing banjo from Andover, Massachusetts. Arthur Bryan playing guitar from Amesbury, Massachusetts. Come up, and I'm going to show you the Heathbrook Morris dance for children. And Morris dancing, in case you're not familiar with it, is a ritual dance done mostly by men and mostly in the Cotswold district of England. That's where the traditional teams are, although there are now revival teams all over England. But we also have teams in this country. We have a side in Concord, New Hampshire, which has four women on it and two men, and they're a raucous bunch, I'll tell you that. They can't dance till they're crocked out of their minds. And it's really fun. Usually all the band or all the dancers have bell pads tied on both legs, like these sets right here. Some of the dances are done with handkerchiefs, and some of them are done with sticks. And usually before each dance, it's announced, and I'm going to stand out in front here and announce it the way they announce it at most of the dances. And now this is not the complete dance. This is more or less of a simplified version, but, you know, we had to put it together in a hurry. The tune that we're using is Cock of the North. It's the tune that's usually used for the dance. Most cases, most Morris dancing will only have one instrument playing. It's usually something like this, a button accordion, or maybe a fiddle. Sometimes at most it'll be a fiddle and a button accordion. So having an orchestra on it is not in the tradition, but who cares?
From the village of Heathbrum, in the county of Leicestershire, in the Cotswold district of Merry Old England, the ruptured version of the Heathbrum Morris.
The name of the dance is called the Galopede, and the name of the tune is Bobby Shafto. We'll play the tune through once, and then I'll get the dancers going.
Thank you. What we're going to do is ask them to move down below. The Seasons of Peace was written by Bob, and the family will perform it. Evelyn?
Thank you. Is this on? This microphone on?
Just talk out if you know.
I can't hear. Is this microphone on? The child of spring. Spring is the mother of May. May is the sister of love, who wakes at the dawning of June. Summer's the father of all. A blanket of hope, tending the cradle of peace. For peace is the blessing of love that wakes at the dawning of spring. Soft is the coming of love that walks with the mother. Tender the moment in June, when peace is a child of spring. The bickering reins of honor, of homeland and strife, that nourish the torrents of hate that flow through the valleys of death. Cold are the patriot winds that scatter the bittering weed. Strong are the seedlings of
sing that song and not have the microphones turned off.
Can we explain that?
Sure. Don asked that I explain that remark to you. In 1971, our family sang at the White House, and They turned the microphones off because they didn't want to hear that. And it's nice to be able to have the privilege of singing it. And it's nice to be able to have the privilege. Another song that we would like you to join us on is very easy. It's a song about brotherhood.
Come and join us, come and join us in the name of peace and freedom. Come and join us, come and join us in the land of paradise. Walk along, walk along, walk along, walk along, walk along. Walk along, walk along, walk along, walk along, walk along, walk along, to the land of paradise. Walk together in the name of peace and freedom. Walk together in the land of paradise. Walk along, walk along, walk along, walk along, walk along.
Ann Muir,
yes,
they were looking for you at the sound booth a few minutes ago. And Tony and Irene, you have a child down here. You have found your child down here. Uh, since Bob's death, Evelyn and the family and all of us have been trying to figure out an appropriate memorial. And with the help of Debbie Autorino, who is our secretary, we have initiated an effort, and we are going to form an archive, which is a library, a repository of documents, tapes, books, a place for study. An archive is also capable of supporting activities, sponsoring concerts, sponsoring students, etc. And it will be called the Robert H. Beers Memorial Archive, and we are going to raise funds for the initial expenses of starting that archive by starting to sell tomorrow three of the stories that Bob has written. He was a prolific writer, and Debbie, as she was working with Evelyn and examining the files, because she's doing a master's thesis, suggested that possibly we could publish a couple of his stories, and we have done so. She has worked herself, she's a little tiny girl to begin with, and she's worked herself to almost nothing to get this thing done. George Armstrong did the artwork. The Xerox Corporation provided the reproduction in the lodge. Richard Wilkie gave us the stapler. it's one of these all-together things. These books will be on sale tomorrow morning. They are a limited edition, numbered copies. We're starting with first edition is 100. When that is gone, if you want to buy them, they'll be available in subsequent editions by mail. They will be $2 each. The profits, which are substantial at that price, will be used to support, start the work and expense of initiating the archive. It is not an inexpensive proposition. Additionally, prior to his death, Bob recorded two records of violin music. He was at one point a very fine violinist. And these records will also be available. We will use the revenues from that also for the archive. The records will be available tomorrow morning at the record area. The books will be available adjacent to the record area. In the bookie area, right. There is an area where the Mugwumps people and Sing Out will be selling their books, and these will be available there. There are three of them at $2 each. There is a limited edition. There will be a mailing list that you can put your name on. We'll take your money in advance, and we'll just send you the books. As time goes by, the archive will grow, and the lodge will be part of the repository. Evelyn? Okay, why don't you come up here? I think we ought to tell him something else. Yeah. I'm talking like I belonged here. I do. We are going to be married in October.
Thank you very much. Many folks have asked during the course of the day, where are Martha and Eric? Martha and Eric are in Canada performing at a big festival out in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and that's why they're not here with us. And I'm sure that they share our feelings now, and we're thinking of them, and we'd like you to know where they are. And they are happy and well and strong and doing their thing, and they're touring for Columbia Artists and are very, very successful. And we hope that they'll be with us next year. So that's where they are. They're out doing their thing.
And we're doing ours. We'll fantastic. I was going to say we'll take a break while they clear the stage. It shows you how involved I'm in. Up there, not here.
What about those?
They're mine, baby. You're going to line up at the Mugwumps booth in the morning, friends. These are mine. The Lindsay Trio. Donald, the name, please. La Cloyna, of the family. Donald is the runs the Invermark Piping College, which is up on the hill. They have just finished their 1 month session. We have several people here at the festival who were going to the college. One person who went, however, is not here. Is a 14-year-old young man who went to the Invermark Piping College, left here, went to Canada, entered a piping contest, and took all the prizes. All four, just wiped them out. You will understand why when you hear Donald play. He is one of the finest pipers in the world. He and his wife, Annie, and Judy Thibault. Are you ready? You're not going to start? Annie is not going to be there. It's just Judy. Annie's selling pots with an S up in the craft area. Excuse us while we move the microphones.
Leave the center one there.
Central to Scottish Highland people, and tonight we're going to start with the sword dance, which is a traditional dance. It's a dance of victory done on battlefields over clans people's enemies. The dance tune with it is Gilly Cullum.
The instrument I'm playing is a very old instrument. It's known in Scotland as the Piap Mór. It means the Great Highland Bagpipe. And it's really an early form of the organ. It has some of the same principles involved in playing it as the organ. It has single reeds in each one of these drones, and they supply a continual hum in the background, a continual chord, which to musicians is just a B flat in octaves. And then the chanter, this portion here, is fingered something like a recorder, the main difference being that the fingers are used straight instead of on the tips of the fingers, and a double reed is used in this part of the instrument, and this, of course, is where the melody is made on the instrument. Something which makes the pipes a little different from other kinds of instruments is they're very, very heavily embellished with grace notes, as you'll perhaps have noticed already. Well, I guess the pipes wouldn't be very effective without this part here, which is, of course, the pipe bag. It's covered here with velvet, but underneath is elk hide, which is sewn together in such a way as to make the bag airtight. And finally, air is put into the bag through this part here, known as the blowpipe, which has a very simple leather valve on the end, an ingenious Scottish invention. Works just like that. Very simple idea. Some people have asked, is it hard to play the bagpipes? I don't know what to say. It's a lot of fun to learn to play the bagpipes, but I think to learn to play, you've got to really dedicate yourself to the instrument and put some time in. And of course, you don't start on this part. You start on something called a practice chanter, which some of you may have seen wandering around the grounds in various forms and shapes. It looks something like a recorder, has a little plastic reed in it, and this is how you learn the tunes. Well, in keeping with the spirit of the evening, I'd like to play a tune now called Caberfee. It means the deer's antlers. It's a real old, old tune. And it's a tune of the Mackenzies and of the Seaforth Highlanders. And it's a march. It's something which was played when things were going well, when there was something to celebrate. Scottish people lived close to nature in the highlands of Scotland. They often wrote about natural things, about forests and about wild animals, sometimes domesticated animals. This next selection of tunes I'd like to play is about some of those things. The first is a slow air called The Deer Forest. It's a very short, slow air, and I don't even know where the source is of this tune, but I kind of like the melody. And then I'd like to play a few jigs. These jigs are more contemporary. The first one's called The Duck, and it's supposed to describe a duck. And if you listen for it, maybe you'll hear things in it that sound like ducks. And those of you who have been studying the wildlife over at the pond there may come to this conclusion. And finally, I'd like to play The Seagull, which is also a modern composition. Both the last two jigs were by Pipe Major Donald McLeod. And I'll just go ahead and play those for you now. The reason I do this before I start playing is these pipes, even though they're a loud instrument, are very sensitive to cold and to dampness. And so it just takes a minute to get them tuned before I start, so please bear with me.
Were simple people, and they liked to make their music and their dances about simple things, everyday things, and the details of those. This is a dance. It's a work dance about people who worked on ships and boats, and you can see some of the working movements in it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mic one. Before I introduce the next performer, I'm now standing, accompanied by Bob Abrams and Sparky Rucker.
With you again, and I'm not going to consume all my time talking. But I hope and pray that when I leave here, I leave you happy, because that is my intention. If I leave you happy, then I can sleep tonight. First, what I'm going to do for you is God is not dead.
Thank you.
still alive. I feel him in my hand, I feel him in my feet, feel him all over me.
afraid. Don't be afraid. Oh, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Walk out on the water and don't be afraid.
Tell you something I know, but I'm gonna ask you a question first. Ready? Yeah. I'm going to have to close with this one because of time. But I'm going to work hard next time to try to give you more. one thing I want you to know that I do. When I'm home and when I'm by myself, I do this. Oh, I whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer at noon. Whisper a prayer in the evening. Just to keep your heart in. Come on. Oh, whisper a prayer.
Get it now.